So we're back in session. This is the program for the rest of this day, if it ever ends. We're going to address the two remaining budgets of WPFW and PRA in public session. We will then adjourn to executive session for the national office budget and other personnel issues that the board has to address. So, Brian.
PFW is easy. We recommend you punt. We got the budget very late. There, on one line we had concerns over is a dispute between WPFW and the national office over how much they're currently spending. So we don't know what our basis for comparison is. That's something they can work out pretty quickly. But, I mean, poor Ron. We didn't get to WPFW's budget until about 11 p.m. his time on Wednesday night. So we weren't going to sort it out then.
I know I was there.
So our recommendation is that we give the staff time to straighten that out. We take it back up as a committee on Thursday night, and you all schedule an additional PNB meeting before the end of the fiscal year to approve a final recommendation on that budget. I'll just say WPFW's budget is relatively small, but it is also a station with large reserves. this is not a nothing here is a pressing issue in terms of the overall financial health of the network. We do want to make sure we apply the same diligence to it as everyone else, but at the most, you're talking about a five-figure problem in that budget, in this, out of a $15 million foundation budget.
Okay. You have comments from... Is there a discussion of the motion on the floor? The motion on the floor is?
Punt.
Punt.
Yeah.
Refer it back to committee. What Brian has said is that the budget came in late, and I do remember being on that call at 11 o'clock, and we simply could not address or fully vet the budget. It still needed work, so the work on the budget to present it to the board, to have the NFC refer it to the board for approval or some other action, hasn't been completed. So the motion on the floor is to send it back to committee to complete the work and then bring it back to the board at a telephone conference meeting very shortly before we're required to approve, within the time constraints of that we operate under to approve budgets. Is that correct?
Second motion.
Yeah. So you all might want to talk about scheduling a conference call sometime between now and October 1st, or sometime between Friday and October 1st.
Okay. All right. Doc? Okay. All right. And any other comments? I know there's a comment from the floor from Luzette, but I just want to know if the board members have anything further to add to that before we have Luzette.
No.
Okay, great. Luzette? Oh, I'm sorry. Rob?
There are three areas of concern that a couple of us have that have not been addressed over the years. One is that as we continue to lose audience, we're not investing revenue that we have in our existing programming. However, we continue to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, for example, on gifts for our pledge drives. We know we have to spend some money, but at some point it would seem that we would want to begin investing in the product, which is what creates loyal members. The second thing, we have a transmitter which has been failing. In the past, one of the problems has been we don't have an engineer on staff. We had a consultant. We still don't have an engineer in this budget. However, we've slashed the money that will be spent on maintenance from $18,000 to $11,000. And we're not sure how that's going to work. Thirdly, one of the great outcomes that emerged was that we have a sizable major donor community, which we have not really tapped. although it's not part of the operating budget, we think that WPFW and Pacifica as an organization have to take advantage of the opportunity that's being offered by the major donors that have stepped forward and begin doing something to tap into those resources to turn them back to the station. And we really would like some support from management in trying to emphasize that those issues are contained in the budget. Thank you.
Joe?
Nice. I was just wondering whether the PFW general manager was he invited to come originally? Or
he was here yesterday.
No, I mean, but for the budget discussion, or I guess we're going to be in executive session originally, but just wondering whether you were expecting to have anybody from management or staff to answer any questions or anything.
Well, on the committee with him, we were talking with him, we recommended punting on this, and he was amenable to that. So we made a date for Thursday night with him, not a date to talk about it here.
Okay. Luzette?
Good evening. I noticed that I might be one of maybe three or four listeners, and, you know, that in itself tells the story. Thank you very much anyway for opening up this session for us today, and I want to thank Rob for at least jumping in there. But as a listener, Rep, I want us to be very sure about asking questions regarding that gala. I've mentioned it before, and I will insist that we get questions. And as a matter of fact, I did write something to the board that evening, asking that it be a part of the records, asking precise questions. And that included what was the contract between us and the owner of the venue. Where does our CPB, how do we get it and where does it go? And we still need answers about the sideband. I believe, and somebody made a point earlier, that you have to be very sure about deciding on a budget. And I agree with that. I want to be informed before I say anything. Now, I heard, I think it was you, Chair, telling people don't say this and don't say that and the other blah, 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 blah. But the fact is, this organization does not have a process for grievance. Hence the reason some of us go out and go to court. Until we address that, you're going to have a lot of lawsuits. But at the same time, I urge those of you who've gone out to the court to drop this thing. And if you don't, it should go nationwide, because the national body has an obligation to ensure that the listeners and members of their so-called committee are happy. At this point, and I said yesterday, you are not earning your keep. I want to say, too, that... But no, you're not. I listened to the general manager from WBI. I didn't know who the gentleman was. But in the last 3 or 4 years or so that I have been involved, it's the first time that I have been able to follow a budget from another station. And I heard a lot of you, well, a few of you, knocking it, and to the extent that you nearly sent him back without a budget. Here we at PFW don't even get the information that I heard this gentleman give you. Yet, you're not doing anything about our complaints. The minority of us who write to you, you don't answer. What does it take for the executive director and the PNB to listen to our cause that this station, we are lucky, and the only reason we do not have, that we're not in the red, is because we are one of a few. The majority of the people, well, all the people on the air are volunteers. This, as far as I'm concerned, this network was set up to have volunteers on the programs. It was not intended to become a mainstream corporation. And while I don't like to see anybody going without a job, if it means losing the job, I'm the only one speaking, so I hope I get the 3 minutes for somebody else.
We gave you 4 minutes. That's our intention.
I hope, while we appreciate that we don't like to send people without a job, if it comes down to having a people's, a community radio station against somebody's job, that's what it should happen. That's what should happen. And again, it's no good dipping here, dipping there, dipping the other. We're fooling ourselves that we are a network. As somebody just said, when the going is good, we are a network. When the bad is bad, we're single. We ought to operate as a network. We ought to operate on a basis when we have policy, we stick to it. For example, on our board, we have a public official. And who is Dan Siegel? Where is he? Good. That gentleman sent our board advice about whether we should seat or not seat a public official. The LSB decided to go against it. A few of us brought it to your attention. You did nothing about it. And if you look at the makeup of the people who are willing to go to court, look at the racial makeup and the resources they have. How many of us at PFW can afford the money and the time to go to court? Because you are not doing your job. You need to make sure that you listen to the minority voices as much as you listen to the majority. And I hope to God that the motion that was passed to take the money back to National did pass. Because guess what? You as a board would reflect and think about what you say, what decisions you make, and last of all, make sure that whatever grievances come up, you will deal with them. If it hurts your pocket, you will think. Too many of you sit here, right, and pass, or what's the other one? Abstain. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. You're here to look after us as listeners, and I am not satisfied that you're doing your work. And as to the question with the gala, I insist that we get answers at our station because we haven't yet got it. And secondly, I want you to decide and make a policy as to whether an ANC commissioner is a public official or not, because your legal advisor says no. But our LSB went ahead and did the opposite. Thank you very much. And I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is that no action be taken until the WPFW budget is fully vetted through the Finance Committee. Hopefully that will happen. The motion on the floor is that the PNB return the WPFW budget to the National Finance Committee of the PNB to fully vet it and then approve it at a telephone meeting of the PNB prior to October 30th.
First.
October 1st?
Okay. That's the first day of the fiscal year.
Okay. October 1st. So that's the motion on the floor. Is there, Margaret?
I wanted to find out if I could just share a quick comment on WPFW with the rep from the Finance Committee, because I'm not even sure I'll be available for that phone meeting.
Go ahead.
Just to note, not for discussion right now, but that the Dr. Leonard $200,000 grant, the matching fund is not included in the revenues. And the thing is to look at to see if it really is possible for us to raise that matching fund. I mean, even if other stations, getting back to functioning like a network, could assist in that, because it just would be a shame to lose $200,000 because all of us didn't make the effort to make sure that it was raised. That's all.
Thank you. Any other comments on the motion? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to call the question. Second? Okay. Any objection to calling the question?
I'm taking no action.
Seeing none on this, is there any objection then to the motion? Anybody's voting no on this motion? Anyone abstain? So the motion is sent back for full vetting to the NFC by unanimous decision of the PMB.
So you might at this juncture want to schedule a meeting, unless that's a nightmare.
Yeah, it is. Okay. We will. Thanks.